This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1926, recorded on Thursday the 29th of September 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I'm Paddy Watkins and I'm joined by Ian Robertson. Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the River Wensum, and our regular football chat. Today, we welcome a new listener, Beverly Healy. I hope you enjoy listening.
Now for some of our news items. The news that a hospital unit at Beauthorpe Road is to close meets with a storm of criticism. While the delicate negotiations for the final planning approval for a large housing development at Royal Norwich Golf Club at Helston continue. First, however, we hear that the growing business known as Airbnb intends to come to Norfolk holiday letting market. Accommodation website Airbnb has thrown down the gauntlet to Norfolk's tourism industry as it bids to break out of the big cities and into the holiday rentals market. The online booking site, traditionally strong in urban areas, wants to claim a bigger slice of the county's £3 billion tourism economy and has set up a specialist department to lead its charge into rural areas. A team from Airbnb was in Norfolk to promote an offer it believes can bring in more international visitors, boost off-season visitors, and make better use of the county's many second homes. Tourism industry leaders have welcomed the attention from a global name, but said Airbnb, which has 1,200 hosts in Norfolk, must work alongside other companies to promote the wider region for the benefit of the industry. Robin Clifford, head of Airbnb's host operations in Northern Europe, said the firm could complement the service offered by other holiday letting companies by using its reputation in places such as China, Australia and the USA to attract visitors from overseas.
Staff, patients and campaigners slam a decision to close an excellent hospital unit. The 24-bed Henderson unit at the Julian Hospital, Beauthorpe Road, Norwich, will cease to operate from October the 21st because health chiefs say the money to fund it has run out. It means staff will be redeployed and some may have to apply for new positions. One staff member told this newspaper, "We were told there was a funding available for the unit until March next year, and we were only told about the closure last week. We are all shocked by it." Patients who are admitted to the unit from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, if they are medically fit to leave the hospital but not yet healthy enough to start living independently at home again. One such patient, currently staying in the ward for the third time in 6 months and who did not wish to be named, said, "I don't think I've ever been to a place with such kindness. I am shocked that it's closing." The unit opened in November 2014 after the government granted money as part of a one-year initiative to meet winter pressures. Such was its success that the NNN provided extra funding, but chiefs say it can no longer do so.
Revised plans for how up to 1,000 new homes will be delivered in Helston fall short of parish council demands. During the application process for the Royal Norwich Golf Club site, Helston Parish Council has repeatedly asked Permison Homes for more than 4 hectares of land to be given over for formal recreation space. After a suggestion trim trials could be interpreted as formal recreation space, the parish threatened a High Court challenge. After talks between the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation NHS Trust and Permison broke down over the future of the land at Helston Hospital, revised plans have been submitted to Broadland District Council with an improved offering for recreational space of 2 hectares. Helston Parish Councillor David King said they've been given an extension to the deadline to discuss plans, but more work is needed. Further negotiations will need to take place, but we are along the right road. Calling trim trails formal recreation space is, in my opinion, not valid. We have explained our position when it comes to formal recreation space. What we really want is a fair deal for the residents of Helsdon, both those there now and the 6,000 people who could be moving there over the next few years. Permison has a duty and responsibility to provide the correct amount of recreation space for those residents. Martin Davidson, land director for Permison Homes Anglia, said, "We have submitted revised proposals to Broadland District Council allied to off-site highways works and delivery of a formal open space linked to the proposal to development of the Royal Norwich Golf Course. We have provided further details of our proposal related to the provision of open space within the development following concerns expressed by the Helsdon Parish Council. We hope that these amendments can be reviewed favourably in the light of the overriding resolution to approve this development, with matters being considered by the county in October."
Recovering from a brain tumour, Bridgette Hill was devastated when tickets for her idol Daniel O'Donnell's shows in Norwich were sold out. But the Irish singer, who has just finished two shows at the Theatre Royal, made her day when he turned up at her care home alone and unannounced to spend time with her and her fellow residents. The 58-year-old had been at the Fitzroy home on Northfields for about a year and a half after having the tumour removed and has been working hard on her mobility. "It was absolutely surreal. He turned up completely unannounced," said support worker Nick Jacobs. "Then he just wandered through the garden. He was genuinely the nicest bloke I've ever met. He was so good with the residents and really took his time to speak with them. He sat outside with Bridgette and let us all take photos and just chatted to her." Ms. Hill said after the meeting, "Seeing Daniel made me feel so happy. I love his music and always dreamed of meeting him. When I saw Daniel, I was speechless and crying for joy. I'll never forget it."
A school, an air raid shelter and a vault to store the bones of ancestors while families awaited their resurrection. The chapel at Norwich School has been used for all of these, and while in recent years it has returned to the purpose of worship, its history has been celebrated in an enlightening exhibition. Put together by school archivist John Walker, the collection shows the chapel through the ages and its fascinating past. In a video produced about the chapel, Mr. Walker said the school was founded over 900 years ago by Bishop Herbert de Losinger, the first Bishop of Norwich, at the same time as the cathedral. "We can date the schoolmasters back to 1200, Mr. Walker said. "Today the structure is the Chapel of Norwich School and is used for small groups. The exhibition into the chapel's history is being held in the gallery in the crypt."